This is Akashwani, the news read by Pinky Michu. The Election Commission has announced elections in West Bengal in two phases on 23rd and 29th of April and by-elections to eight assembly constituencies spread across six states. The by-poll election is in Goa, Gujarat, Karnataka, Maharashtra, Nagaland, Tripura to be held on the 9th of April. In a landmark initiative to empower and support the reintegration of ex-servicemen into the civilian workforce, the Director General Resettlement Department of Ex-Servicemen Welfare is organizing a job fair for ex-servicemen on 28 March at New Delhi. This job fair will serve as a dedicated platform to connect ex-servicemen of Indian Army, Navy and Air Force with leading employers from corporate and industry and also from diverse sectors. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the government has taken concrete measures to ensure rigorous and uniform assessment of mortgaged assets by banks and financial institutions. The directions have been issued by the Reserve Bank of India to banks and financial institutions on the assessment of mortgaged assets. Government has launched Gyan Bharatam Mission as a major initiative under the Ministry of Culture. It aims to survey, document, conserve, digitize, and make accessible manuscripts located in academic institutions, museums, libraries, and private collections across India. This mission has been mandated to establish a nationwide network of cluster centers and independent centers across the country to carry out above-mentioned activities, and more than 40 cluster centers and independent centers have been onboarded so far in this direction. Ministry of Culture Administrators Scheme of Scholarship to Young Artists in Different Cultural Fields. Under this scheme, financial assistance is given to young artists of outstanding promise in the age group of 18 to 25 years for advanced training within India in the field of Indian classical music, Indian classical dance, theatre, mime, visual art, folk, traditional and indigenous art, and light classical music, etc., at Rs. 5,000 per month for 2 years. The Department of Post is launching 24-speed post on 17th March 2026. The service 24-speed post introduces next-day guaranteed delivery for urgent and time-sensitive consignments will be launched by Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya, Union Minister of Communications, and Dr. Chandra Shekhar Pemasani, Minister for State of Communications. India's wholesale price index-based inflation edged up to 2.13% in February this year on an annual basis from 1.81% registered in January. On a month-on-month basis, the WPI slipped to 0.25% last month. Data released by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry showed that the positive rate of inflation during last month is primarily due to an increase in prices of other manufacture of basic metals, non-food articles, food articles, and textiles. India has submitted the 7th national report to the Convention on Biological Diversity. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change in a statement said that the report presents a robust, indicator-driven national assessment demonstrating measurable process across conservation, restoration, sustainable use, governance reform, climate mitigation, and community participation. The submission reaffirms the country's commitment to the objectives of the Convention, including conservation of biological diversity, sustainable use of its components. A one-day workshop on capacity-building workshop for beneficiaries under Vibrant Village Program for the establishment of milk dairy unit and further development in selected vibrant villages of Tawang district was successfully conducted at Zomkhan Hall, Tawang. The Khonsa Battalion of Assam Rifles distributed artificial limbs to the beneficiaries of Tirap and Longding districts under Operation Sadbhavana during an outreach program held in Tirap district yesterday. The Competition Commission of India today organized the 11th edition of National Conference on Economics of Competition Law in New Delhi. The conference was inaugurated by Niti Aayog member Rajiv Gauba. Mr. Gauba said that this competition is a powerful driver of innovation, efficiency and consumer choice. He highlighted that competition law supports development by preventing open market entry, encourages opportunities for small businesses and helps integrate the country into global value chain. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.